is poised to strike.
It's time for a look-in with everything Steelers with Pittsburgh's Post-Gazette Steelers beat writer Ed Bouchette. Sponsored by Wright GMC in Wexford and Mount Lebanon Office Equipment. Keeping you up to date on everything Steelers. 93.7 The Fan.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, the Vinny and Cook Show, the 12 o'clock hour. Got the hot lunch coming up here in a matter of moments. But first, we get a chance to do something that I always enjoy doing. Spending some time with the fine NFL writer from your Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Ed Bouchette. Ed, good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
I'm just doing fine, Vinny. Yourself?
It's all honeysuckles and roses around here. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I do, especially when your partner's Ron Cook.
Me and Cookie, we have we sit in and we talk about everything 4 hours a day, and it's a thing of beauty. I often think that football writers, when in the off season, just go somewhere and play golf and cover the Masters or something like that. You didn't get that lucky this year, did you?
Never been in the Masters, and I quit golf about 5 or 6 years ago. And there is a thing coming up, Vinny, it's called the NFL Draft. They're still having that, whether there's a lockout or not.
Yeah, that's got to be a really weird time, because it's going to go on as scheduled, but it's going to be wild. Let's put that aside for a second and talk about the series of articles that you wrote about Ben Roethlisberger in the past few days, because that's the thing that people are buzzing around town. You got him to give you, I don't want to say unprecedented access, but maybe it was unprecedented access to him.
Well, it was unprecedented to me because I went over to his home, and that was a first for me. I've been a couple athletes' homes, but never Ben's. And we sat down, and it was just me and him. We had a nice chat.
Ed, how'd that come about? How'd you set it up?
Ron, a long time. Well, if you remember, the news on wherever it was, TMZ, one of those sites, broke back in, I think it was early January, of his engagement over Christmas. And I had asked Ben if he could talk about it at that time, and he said he wanted to wait till after the season because he didn't want that to be a focus now. They're going into playoffs. He didn't want to take away from that. So I said, fine. And then I shot him an email, 10 days after the season, just to ask if he still wanted to talk about it. And he said he was in the Caribbean at the time on a little vacation. And when he got back, his agent called me and said Ben wanted to talk to me. Ben called me, and that was that.
Is he about to become a happily married man?
Well, married. I can't tell you happy, but definitely he's scheduled to get married. Well, I'm just kidding there, of course.
He seems like he's ready for this, huh?
Yeah, and, I think one of the things we cleared up when we sat down with him that he knew, and, of course, maybe his friends knew, but the public didn't, was this was not a short courtship. He dated her five and a half years ago. They were, they stopped dating, but they remained friends, and they talk and stay in touch. And as his agent told me, he said, Ben just kept talking about her, and he said, you know what, she's the one. She's, of all the people I've dated, she's the one that I really I want to make a life with, and that's how it happened.
I would think that this is going to be a strong woman, at least at the outset, because, anybody who's married to Ben is going to have to, at least for the first part of their marriage, deal with the stuff that he's getting away from but still lingers around his personality.
Well, she's probably had to deal with that all along, Vinny, because she's been there with him when he went through all that stuff, because I remember sitting down with him on the first day of training camp last year, and I had another long interview with him at camp, and I asked him, I said, you have a girl now? And he says, yeah. I said, is she special? And he kind of gave me a little smile, and that was her. So she's been through this whole thing, not as his wife, but as his girlfriend and now fiance. And, he did tell me he'd like to try and let her private life remain private. He doesn't want her, a lot of scrutiny on her, and rightfully so. None of us would want that.
Ed Bouchette with us here from the PG on our Steelers Insider on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Ed, your story in Sunday's paper was interesting to me. You had some interesting things to say about Dan, about Bruce Arians and the way the offensive game plan is called. And I don't know if I should read anything into it or not, but it sort of made it look like he's not always happy with some of Mike Tomlin's decisions. He'd rather go with what Bruce Arians wants to do.
Well, I think both he and Bruce would prefer to throw it more. And Bennett said that to me at one point last season, too. He said Bruce is held back, you know, not by somebody telling him to hold back, but just by the whole thing. You remember Art Rooney coming out and saying, and then the Mike agreeing, at least Art saying Mike agreed with him on that philosophy that they should run the ball better with more consistency. And it's in the back of both of their minds that here's the owner and the coach that want that, and, you know, we got to give it to them.
Does it create friction at all? I mean, is it something where he's just resigned that, hey, Mike Tomlin or whoever it is the coach, and that's what they want, and we're going to do that, as opposed to maybe wanting to bust out a little bit more and feeling, I don't know, does it ever get argumentative between the two?
Well, I in talking to Ben now and during the season, I think he's resigned to the fact that's what they want, and that's, you know, he's not resisting it. He prefers to throw. I don't know too many quarterbacks who don't prefer to throw. You know, the coordinator has shown he prefers to throw more than maybe what they'd like. But I don't see any friction. I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, Vinny, but just in talking to Ben and how he speaks about it, I think he is, you know, he's going along with the program.
I thought he had some interesting. Obviously, his relationship with Arians is a very close one, and I thought it was interesting that he said he knows Bruce is close to retiring, and for the first time acknowledged that he's kind of tired of the crap he's got to put up with, and the second guessing. Arians has always sort of brushed that off in public, but Ben acknowledged it and then said he used the young players on the team to talk him back for one more year.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting as well, Ron. And, you know, I do know that there was a time there we didn't know if Bruce was coming back or not. At first, we thought that maybe it was, you know, it might be an organizational decision, but then it was Bruce's decision. And Bruce actually went to Atlanta to his place down there to think about it for a while, even though he told them he was probably going to come back. You know, he didn't go to the combine either. He was the only coach not to go to the combine. Mike Tomlin, you know, gave him a little time off, and Bruce decided he wanted to come back, and maybe that was the reason. Maybe a talk with Ben and, you know, talking about the young players and how they have something. Hey, they went to the Super Bowl this past year, you know, and the offense wasn't bad this year.
Ed Bruschetta, the Post-Gazette with us, Steelers Insider here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I want to go back to talk a little bit about what might be friction, what might not be friction, or at least different ideas. Do you think Ben holds back a little bit because he comes in and last year he's kind of got to be a little bit more low-key because of the suspension and everything, and maybe this year upcoming, and we don't know what's going to happen with the lockout, but we're going to presume there's going to be football and, you know, there's going to be a season. Does he maybe assert himself a little bit more because he did lead the team to the Super Bowl, and maybe he has a little bit more, I don't know, position or politic position in the situation?
I think Ben has asserted himself more with his actions and, you know, trying to reach out with teammates as far as maybe speaking out and actually having some conflict with a coach or an owner. I don't know that we're going to see that in him. I think that may be part of the old Ben where he could have gone in that direction, but I really see a new person, or at least a new attitude here, Vinny. In fact, when we were talking, he said he said this several times. I'm in a good place right now. I like where I am. I like my life. I like the way things are going.
Ed Bruschetta, the PGR Steelers Insider here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Ed, it made it sound like he's become quite the Dancing with the Stars fan.
No. I don't think he is.
Okay.
He told me he didn't watch much of it at all, Ron. And, you know, he did see a little bit of it. But, I don't think he's one who's glued to the television on that.
What is the reaction you're getting from Steelers people about Hines? Do they think it's great what he's doing?
You know, I haven't talked to a lot of them, Ron. I see, you know, now that I'm on Twitter, by the way. Ron,
are you tweeting on Twitter?
Oh.
Ron, you're next.
Are you tweeting on Twitter?
How do you get your Twitter?
Well, it's anybody wants to find out, it's one word, Ed Bouchette. So you can find me on there. But it's more, being on there more is more actually reading the other, you know, comments. I'm not going to call them tweets. By ball players and people in the media and everything else, but the players, I see a lot of support from the players. In fact, James Harrison and James Ferrier and Max Starks are all going to be out there tonight. And Larry Foote was out there last Monday, twirling a terrible towel, sitting next to Hines' mother. So I think he's getting good support. And you know, I think the fans have taken to it. Ratings are high in Pittsburgh. I'm not a big fan. I'd never watched Dances with the Stars, but I will tell you, I record it now, and so I can zip through the commercials and some of the other, you know, dances, so I can watch Hines.
Ed, we're running out of time a little bit here. What anything new on the lockout over at Steeler headquarters? Looks like the sides may at least be getting back to the negotiating table soon. Are you still holding out hope they're going to be season on time?
Yeah, I am, Ron. And the judge, I think, is going to help that along. You know, she's pushing for them to get back in the talks. The one in Minneapolis is overseeing this thing. And I think ultimately, while the NFL doesn't want this to wind up in the courts, didn't want it to wind up in the courts, I think maybe the courts can be used to the good to get a deal done.
The fans want Michael Pouncey, it seems, to be drafted by the Steelers. As you look at this thing, Ed, what's the reality of the situation?
Yeah, that's not happening. In fact, I put a comment in there from Ben. In fact, maybe it was on my blog, it might not have been in the story, that you know, Marquise Pouncey's success is helping Mike Pouncey, so Marquise is the one to blame for Mike not coming here. Ben was out with both of them the other night, and they were having a little chit-chat going back and forth. In fact, the two brothers now have a bet on who can get the most followers on, Ron, Twitter.
Well, let's see. You blog, you tweet on Twitter. Is there anything you don't do in this age of information?
I'm not on Facebook. No, I refuse to go on Facebook. I don't want anybody else to contact me. I don't want to get a hold of old friends. I want to be left alone.
I know you like your interaction with the fans. I know you live for that.
Oh, I enjoy it to a point, and we'll be chatting at 1:30 tomorrow on PG, and anybody who wants to join me and ask me some good questions along with the dumb ones are welcome to do so.
Well, Ed, I'll trade you. I'm going to subscribe to your tweets at Ed Bouchette, and if you want to do mine, it's NYVINNIE. So this way you can see what the nonsense that I put on there too.
All right, Vinny, I'm looking forward to your tweets.
Ed, I'm not on Twitter, Ed, in case you were wondering.
Well, that really surprises me, Ron.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Ed Bouchette from the Post-Gazette.